How do you feel about bacon wrapped Oreos? Seriously, this is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. And I saw this in bringmethenews.com, an article about bacon wrapped Oreos. And it all started with a former state legislator for Woodbury named Kelly Fenton, who shared a picture on Twitter of a recipe that she tried out on her Traeger, which I believe is like a smoker or like some sort of grill situation. And it was bacon wrapped Oreos. She took a picture of it. And what she wrote was, smoked bacon wrapped Oreos on the Traeger. Do not disappoint. Hashtag Oreos, hashtag Traeger game day, hashtag bacon, hashtag October. And I will say, as far as bacon wrapped Oreos go, these look crispy and bacony. But I feel a little herpy when I think about eating bacon wrapped Oreos. But it went viral because everybody was like, hold the phone, what? So there is an actual recipe for this. Would you like to know what it is?
You wrap a piece of bacon around an Oreo.
So you use 24 Oreos, one package of regular sliced bacon, and Meat Church the Gospel all-purpose seasoning.
Meat Church the Gospel, okay.
It's a type of seasoning. Then you smoke it 250 degrees with lighter smoking wood like pecan or maple or fruit wood. And then you slice, anyway, whatever, you put it on there for 45 minutes at 250 or 75 at 275, which is what the Fentons did. And then you remove it from the smoker, allow them to cool, and then you enjoy. Would you, could you ever enjoy bacon wrapped Oreos?
I don't know. I mean, I would try them, but I have a hard time with this because I'll tell it two reasons. This is like a smoker experience, and smokers get real smoky, and I have a real aversion to smoky flavor, especially because it sometimes triggers in me fish, like smoked fish. I love smoked fish, by the way. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, like, things cooked in a smoker, I'm like, ooh, it tastes...
Like, when you get the smell of it, you associate that with a fishy taste.
Yeah, like, it just reminds me of smoked fish, and I don't know that I want to have that experience while I'm eating an Oreo. Also, yeah, the smoked flavor in Oreo, I just feel like I might barf, honestly.
651-641-1071, are you interested in the bacon-wrapped Oreo? Holly, how do you feel?
Well,
right?
Well, it's the same reason that Bradley is saying, is when you bring that smoky element into the Oreo sensation, then that's something that I don't want. Also, just doing anything to the Oreo, can we just leave the Oreo alone?
Agreed. Okay, like I agree with you on that point and would also add, just because you can doesn't mean you should. And we don't need to wrap everything in bacon. And I say that as a bacon lover.
She's a bacon lover.
Exactly. We don't need to wrap everything in bacon.
I thought the novelty of wrapping everything in bacon, we had moved through that experience as a collective.
That. I thought we leveled up.
I've always just been a fan of bacon. I do love bacon.
Oh, yeah.
I like a big hunk of bacon. It's just bacon.
It's just good. I will also tell you guys, I love smoked all the things, but I still would not. This looks disgusting to me. And to the previous points, why do we need to keep messing with the Oreo? And why do we got to wrap bacon around everything? Just because we can doesn't mean we should. Bacon belongs wrapped around like a couple things, like my tongue or like maybe some meats.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not opposed to trying things and, like, you know, being creative and stuff. I just think that, like, smoked dessert items. I also am one of those people, though, I'm not a fan of, like, you know, when you go to some foo-foo shishi restaurant and they're like, you know, they cover it with a glass and light it on fire and so that it has a whiff of smoke in it. I'm like, what are you doing? I just want to eat my food.
Can we just, this is slightly off topic, but also kind of on topic because you just said they light things on fire. I'm sort of over tableside all the things. Right?
So what do you mean? Like Cherry's Jubilee?
Yeah, like anything where, like that's the fancy thing they're going to do.
Yeah.
It's like roll up tableside to me with, you know, they're like, we're going to prepare your guacamole table.
Yeah, well, we're certainly not doing that right now, right?
No, that's true.
You don't like want,
this is true. But you know what? Can that be just, can we just agree on the other side of this?
Yeah.
That there will be no more table side anything, because I just don't think it packs the punch that they want it to.
You don't want foodertainment.
I don't want eatertainment like that.
Eatertainment.
Like, I don't need, like, guess what? If it's so, like, because that's the other thing. I remember, I won't say anything, but there was a place that used to do tableside guac. And I was like, if it's, you shouldn't show me that, because what you just showed me is how easy it was to make this guacamole, and I know how much I paid for it. Right?
Well, I also just think guacamole is literally the easiest thing to make.
You can,
like, if you're making bad guacamole at home, I don't know what to do with you. You're probably also buying shelf stable dinners.
I mean, we all did that at a moment, didn't we?
I'm just saying, like, you know, like, you're trying to cut corners. You don't need, right. Like, guacamole is literally, and I don't do shishi fufu stuff generally. Like, mm-hmm. Guacamole is avocados, onion, lime juice, garlic. Salt and pepper. Yeah, maybe some garlic. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you've got it, great.
Squirt a little Worcestershire.
Some cilantro would be nice. Worcestershire?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Put a little in guacamole? Yeah.
What?
Just a little.
Really?
Yeah, what? Just a little for, wow. You know, just...
Okay.
Just a shake.
All right. You want a shake? We do have somebody on the line who is here for the bacon-wrapped Oreos.
Okay, let's talk to them. Okay. What's your name?
Right. Cherry.
Cherry?
Yes.
Hello, Cherry.
Are you in a refrigerator, Cherry?
Stop. Cherry, are you here for the bacon-wrapped Oreos?
Yes.
Okay, plead your case.
The only way Oreo cookies is good is one of three ways.
Okay.
Dipped in cold milk, dipped in chocolate, or deep fried.
Ooh.
Bacon does not belong on Oreos.
I agree with you, I think. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm there for milk, chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
No, milk. Did you say chocolate, dipped in chocolate?
Yes.
Yeah, dipped in chocolate and deep fried. Yes. Yes, yes, and yes.
I don't know if I've ever had one deep fried. Thank you for your call, Cherry. I don't think I've ever had a deep-fried Oreo.
Oh,
Assuming
I've had them at the state fair or at a restaurant, but
because
I know I've had them.
They put batter around it and then slap
and then
it in
plop
the fryer.
It in the fryer.
Yeah, it sounds good. I don't think I ever tried it. Well,
isn't Cherry the one that got stuck in the fridge?
It was. On Punky Brewster.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When we return...
Where is she now?
That's a good question.
I guess we just learned, eating Oreos.
Yeah. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show... We have to talk about Zac Efron's birthday party, and we have to say thank you to a wonderful listener who is a bona fide member of the Cobra Gang, because this listener did some heavy lifting on what happened at that party and what we should be suspicious of. I'll share with you what this listener said, and I'll share with you some of the things I've discovered in the meantime after this on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Okay, so... We have some very astute listeners on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And one of those astute and very intelligent listeners sent us an email, and I'm just going to start by reading her email. Her name is Kendra, and she said, "Hello, I've listened to your podcasts about Zac Efron. I agree that things are weird there." What she's referring to is the fact that Zac Efron has moved to Byron Bay and is dating a gal by the name of Vanessa Valladares. Most recently, we talked about the fact that she threw him a birthday party for his 33rd birthday and invited a bunch of people, among them a guy named, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but a guy who's like a well-known shock jock in the Byron Bay area in Australia, and also Chris Hemsworth's hunky father, Craig.
His name's Kyle something, right?
Yeah.
For shock jock.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's what this is all referencing. She said, "I agree things are weird there. Colleen, you mentioned that people have said that Vanessa might possibly be his sober coach. She's a crappy one, if so. That shock jock, Kyle, who attended
Sandaland.
Thank you. Bragged about giving him a bottle of tequila as a gift for his birthday, and that it was, quote, smashed, drank, along with other alcohols. It doesn't seem to me as if he's surrounded by the right people, which makes me sad. Granted, I don't know Zach, neither do we, but our hearts love him. But this thing rubs me the wrong way for some reason. Now, I'm certainly not claiming to be psychic or anything, but my strong intuitions are 99.9% correct. This just doesn't sit well with me. Vanessa Valladares is rumored, per Kyle, to have planned the surprise party for Zach 2 months in advance. So, like Bradley, I feel like things don't add up here. He goes to Australia, gets a breather from Hollywood, but it follows him there. Also, notice that the paparazzi didn't start following him until she entered the picture. Again, something's not right. She said, I just find myself caring for some reason. I get that Zach is a grown-ass man, but you don't give an addict alcohol as a gift. I'm disturbed by it, and I feel that you guys might feel me on this. Hopefully, you see this. Would love to hear your thoughts. Kendra. Thank you, Kendra. Your check is in the mail.
Well,
you're not being paid.
I think we should get the Cobra Gang together because I found a little juicy bit of gossip.
Here we go.
Whenever there's trouble, we're there on the double. We're the Cobra Gang. If you've got the crime, we've got the time. We're the Cobra Gang.
Okay, over on pedestrian.tv, I don't know what that is, but I found this article. Of course, Kyle Sandilands is brimming with goss after copping an invite to Zac Efron's B-Day. So you know that Zac Efron's birthday, of course, was on Sunday, and this Kyle Sandilands, who's an Aussie shock jock, a lot of words.
Rise of Blades.
Rise of Blades. He, quote, copped an invite to the party of one Zac Efron over the weekend. And they go on to say, in case you missed it, Zac Efron and Byron Bay have been in headlines. He's been living it up in this coastal town after the international lockdowns, blobbity blue. On Monday's episode of the Kyle and Jackie O Show podcast, that's Kyle's radio show, host Kyle said he and his girlfriend Tegan Kynaston were invited to the surprise party by Vanessa. Quote, she's lovely. Couldn't get a lovelier, more sweet girl. She put the whole thing together. She's a sweetheart. Everyone that you would think would be at that sort of place was there. I'm not going to go through every single person, but there were rock stars, movie stars, television stars, a very cool Byron sort of crowd. He didn't name names, but sources say Chris and Liam Hemsworth were invited. The paparazzi apparently didn't get shots of them. Their dad was snapped arriving at the party with tennis legend Pat Rafter.
So bizarre.
Kyle said NXS drummer Jonathan Ferris also attended the party, as did the voice host Renee Barg. Oh, no offense. They keep mentioning these names like Melissa McCarthy. She was apparently on the invite list, but she's filming a movie. So far, all we're hearing is Liam and Chris's dad,
right,
a tennis legend, and the drummer from NXS.
Yeah, I mean...
Does that sound...
Super star-studded?
Kyle said it was super intimate, about 25 to 30 people. Kyle himself called it a night rather early. He met up with the crew the next day for dinner.
Okay.
So, I don't know. That doesn't sound very...
Like, gossy?
Well, it doesn't sound very gossy, and it certainly doesn't sound very boozy.
Okay, so it doesn't, but let me... Now, I looked for that, and so if Kendra is listening, if you can send us a little note...
Yeah, we need to find out where this...
Yeah, where you learned about this tequila, because if you Google Kyle Sandilands and tequila and Zac Efron, you get nothing. But I will say he did take pictures and shared them of the private jet that he used in order to get to Byron Bay for Zac Efron's birthday. So I can't tell if that was sent for him, if he chartered it himself. But he's a big deal in Australia, and he does sort of strike me. Anyway, he strikes me as somebody who maybe doesn't actually know Zac Efron, but they were trying to have the who's who of Australia there for his party. And again, I'm going to go back to
who's who of Chris Hemsworth's dad, a tennis guy.
Right.
And some radio dude.
And
who,
maybe,
no offense, we love radio.
And maybe in Australia, that was impressive. I don't know. But what I will say is this. The other piece that Kendra pointed out, our listener Kendra, who wrote this really awesome email where she has done some deep digging into Zac Efron's birthday party. She says, notice the paparazzi didn't start following him until she entered the picture.
Yeah, that's very true.
Right? So we've sort of talked about that. Like, who is this character? Who is she and what? Why does... like, what is she in this?
Well, I do like line? The idea that A, I mean, I think, you know, I like the idea that A, she's a sober coach, or B, she's like a secret drug mule. I mean, it's got to be one or the other.
One or the other.
Because what we've known in the past is that he's, you know, hung out with certain women that maybe were connected to certain men who were maybe connected to some other things.
Right.
Google it.
Right. Yachting.
Mohammed El Turkey.
Mm-hmm. I will say this, the way that, the news around, like, think back to the, like, stories we've read about conversations that she and Zac Efron had at cafes about his coming back to the States to do work, etc. They were always a little bit too detailed, and it makes me just really suspicious of her, because again, she's an Instagram model who works in a cafe, and suddenly she's, I'm not going to say she's a household name, but she's a name in some households. You know, people know her now as Zac Efron's girlfriend. So is she the one planting these stories? And if she's the one that planted or who planned this party and invited all these big names in Australia to be there.
Also, isn't it just weird, though? Like, it's Zac Efron.
Right. Well, and I'm looking at Kyle and Jackie O's Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And apparently, Kyle talks all about it on his podcast on October 18th. There's a picture of him in front of a private plane, and he's sitting on the stairs of the plane. Mm-hmm. I mean, that could mean anything, mm-hmm. but, you
know. Like, he just walked up to a private jet and took a photo, snap.
I mean, look, the internet, come on.
I'm just saying, I think it's kind of weird. Like, first of all, he's like this, I don't know, there's something doesn't add up, right?
Right. I think I'm going to listen to this podcast.
It's Zac Efron.
Yeah.
I want to hear him tell the story about the birthday party. Yeah. That's my homework. I'll bring back a report of the report tomorrow. We will be back after this on the Colleen and Bradley Show with dumb people doing dumb things. We call them crazy, stupid idiots. We're going to tell you all about them when we return right here on My Talk 107.1. Dumb people doing dumb things. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1. Did I just say streaming live at mytalk1071.com? Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
I got stuck there. And we've got these dumb people doing dumb things. We call them crazy, stupid idiots.
Well then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah. Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida.
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 And sometimes some other places. We're going to Ohio.
Oh.
Hi.
Ohio.
It's 1:30 a.m. in Ohio. I don't know what day of the week it is. It doesn't matter.
Oh, welcome to my world.
It doesn't matter. They're all the same. 1:30 a.m. and a 25-year-old guy decided, you know what? I want some McNuggets. I want some chicken McNuggets.
I mean, I've been there. I've had that feeling.
So he was like, I'm going to go get some. So he walked over to McDonald's. And that McDonald's was not open. But did that stop him? No. Is crazy, stupid idiots. Of course it didn't stop him.
Yeah.
So he broke into the McDonald's to get some of those McNuggets. He got inside and he was surprised and a little bit aggravated that nobody was there to take his order. But then the police rolled up and they arrested him. He did not get his McNuggets. And that really is the end of the story. He was charged with disorderly conduct and while intoxicated. He didn't get his nuggets, though. He did get a night in the slammer.
Does that seem worth it?
No.
Probably not.
No.
Right?
No. I do understand, though, wanting McNuggets in the middle of the night. And I will say, like, freezer chicken nuggets do not do the trick when you need a McNugget.
I have not had freezer chicken nuggets in, for thousands of years. So I don't even know. Have they improved at all?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. There are different brand preferences. And and preparation method. Well, it depends on who you ask. I honestly really like the Target brand ones. I think they're great. My children appreciate the Schweigert brand.
The heck is a Schweigert?
Well, Schweigert, they make like hot dogs and stuff like that. I don't know what other.
I've had the brown Schweigert.
No, not like that. It's the Schweigert and Bacalar's Sausage Company of La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
They make, let's see what Schweigert products are they. Look at this. You're learning all about chicken nuggets. They make bacon. They make chicken nuggets. They make chicken wings. They make hot dogs. Yeah. That's the one my kids like best. So those are Lindstrom Children Approved. You're welcome.
Thanks, kids.
Mm-hmm. They do have, you're right. They do have Schweigert, Brown Schweigert.
Brown Schweigert from mm-hmm. Brown, from Schweigert.
It's true.
It's good on chips, potato chips. And brown Schweigert.
Really?
Yeah. It's a taste treat.
I always put it on crackers.
Jamie taught me that. Oh, we used to have it on white bread with onions, but Lay's potato chips.
That sounds real good. Mmm. Yes. Do you have a crazy stupid
I
idea?
Do. Okay. I want to take you to Cumberland, New Jersey. Mm. And I want to tell you there about some police. They were responding to some reports about a guy and his friends doing some stuff. And this was on the 800 block of College Drive this last Saturday around 9:15 in the p.m., 911. Calls came in, kapow, kaboom, kapow, pow, pow, pow. There were some explosions. Wait, I've got a better explosion.
So big.
Oh, hear that? Nancy Grace. Nancy Grace.
Or Nancy Grace. but actually, it was more like this. Oh, God. Ah, loud.
Did they throw somebody down the steps?
No. I just don't have any better explosions. So this is about 9:15 a.m. explosions in the area. That's what 911 calls. So police respond, and they come upon a pickup truck towing a trailer on West Butler Avenue. Okay. But explosions, pickup truck, trailer, what? So as they approach, the officers say they saw the following. A cannon on the trailer and fireworks sticking out of the back of the vehicle, which was occupied by four people. In the bed of the truck, police found two mortar tubes for fireworks, a bowling ball with a rope attached to it.
No, what?
The men told police they were planning on firing bowling balls from their cannon. And in the rear seat, officers found a box containing black powder with explosive chemicals.
Okay, question.
Yeah.
Like, just for kicks? Or, like, at something?
Well, the driver, Daniel R. Galloway, age 43, of Vineland, New Jersey, did allow police to search his vehicle, and that effort turned up marijuana, two glass smoking pipes, two burned hand-rolled cigars containing pot, and when he was arrested, he said these items were his, and you can imagine that with a bunch of drugs and cannons, bad things are going to happen.
That's a bad mix, yeah. Right there.
Let's get stoned and blow some stuff up.
Worst idea you've ever had.
Luckily, the Atlantic Bomb Squad responded and took possession of the fireworks, explosives, cannon, etc.
Don't do drugs, kids.
That is, like, ballsy. To shoot off cannonballs? Yeah. I would like to see what a cannonball can do.
When was the last time, like, cannonballs? I feel like they do those at, like, forts, right? Don't they do that at, like, I remember being on Mackinac Island and them stuffing the cannon.
Yeah, I would imagine those are blanks, though, okay. Because you're not going to go shooting cannonballs out into the open.
I suppose not.
Willy-nilly, that would be mildly terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I would love to see what a cannonball. I bet if I watched like back episodes of what's that science show where they blow stuff up?
Mythbusters?
Mythbusters.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Like they'll be like, can you really die if you get hit by a cannonball? And then they'll take like a, you know, bunch of meat and strap it to a pole and shoot things at it and be like, yep, turns out you'd be dead. I'm just saying, I bet they've done something with cannonballs.
You're probably right. Can we go to Baton Rouge, please?
Please. We're going to meet Red Baton.
We're going to meet 72-year-old James Cousins. And he was parked in a parking lot next to the campus of LSU. And when someone called the cops because they saw him in his car watching female students walk by, and they noticed a particular movement occurring in the truck.
Oh.
Because he was doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nasty.
The cops ran his plates, and they noticed that he had been arrested for doing the exact same thing back to 1981 many times. What? Including several times in that very same parking lot. Ooh. Now, 72-year-old James Cousins, when they rolled up and they were like, sir, keep him where you can see him. And they accused him of doing that thing in his truck. Anyone want to hit that button?
Doing that thing. You.
Yep. They accused him of that. He was like, no. This is a huge misunderstanding. I was just listening to music and playing the air drums.
Were you tucking your shirt into your pants at the same time,
okay,
honey?
Okay, Rudy Giuliani.
But after they pressed him a little bit harder, no pun intended, on what was actually happening in his truck, he admitted that he was there to watch women. And then he said, and I quote, it's the only thing he has left.
Oh, no.
Look in the mirror and look at yourself instead of looking at me. You know, I'm sorry, I'm tan. I like to be tan. It just feels good.
He also claimed that he could not possibly have been pleasuring himself because he has a heart condition that prevents him from doing that. He was really sticking to the air drums story.
Playing the air drums after having been caught since the 80s. Okay, so it begs the question, though, does it not? Why is this man still allowed to do this?
Great question. Like, I don't know.
Maybe take his license away? I mean, if you're going to use your vehicle as a, you know, roving...
air drum machine.
Masturbatorium. To use a phrase from a movie that we all watched once upon a time. Isn't that... what was that movie? Running with Scissors? Isn't that the one where his dad had a room in the house? I'm just making that up.
I don't know what's happening. I don't know that movie. I do know, though, that I put the mug shot of the gentleman who was playing air drums in his car, and he looks like the type of person who would
play air drums in the car.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we've reached the portion of the program where we play a little game. That game is called the Throwback Live. We're going to do that after this when we come back on My Talk 107.1.